top of the order here. We got Tug Benson down at the sports bar. How you doing, Tug?
I'm not gonna lie to you, Duddy. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine, Tug. You ready to do this?
Tug Fresh, let me get that G-Spot intro again, man. That thing pumps me up.
You got it, Tug. You heard the man, G.
And now it's time for A Minute with Tuggy Benson at the sports bar. Here we go, Tuggers.
Oh, thanks, G-Spot. We're coming at you tonight with some full frontal MMA action, courtesy of last night's UFC fight between Ricky the Rapscallion Spandau and Vladimir Pietro, who's such a badass, he doesn't even need to prove it to you with a cool fighter nickname. Not the biggest ticket around. Only about 300 people turned out to watch this middleweight matchup. But boy, howdy, did they get the show of a lifetime with this thing. I haven't seen this kind of disregard for human safety outside of that underground Thai boxing match where I watched a man fight a hammerhead shark. And this was just as brutal. So brutal, in fact, I kept expecting Shang Tsung to step in and tell Pietro to finish him. Let's take a look at this thing. Round one, Pietro's training with Dotty Dojo Shirota's paying off, and in a big way, as inside of 3 seconds, he lays Spandau out with a hog paw throat strike. I half expected him to never speak again, much less get up. Pietro just lets him, knowing Ricky's stand-up game ain't the best in town. Spandau, not to be outdone in the first round like a bitch, does this crazy spin move, evading a second hog paw strike to nail Pietro in the jaw with a flying elbow that I would have expected to strip the varnish off an end table. It doesn't even faze Pietro. I don't know what this guy's face is made out of, but I'm pretty sure he was sent back in time by a self-aware computer system trying to kill its enemies in the past. You can almost smell the fear coming off of Spandau in round one as he floats like a cannonball and stings like a shark trying to get away from this two-legged menace. The dancing goes out and the bell blows. This thing's going to round two. Spandau, off the mark, tries to get Pietro in a Boston crab. I haven't seen anybody try this move since Coco Beware fought the Iron Sheik back in WrestleMania 8. Didn't work for Coco, didn't work for Spandau. Pietro reverses this thing on him with some kind of move he must have learned from a Sherpa in the Himalayas. To the naked eye, it almost looked like this guy teleported, which I'm not even sure is possible. Then, you got Spandau just throwing his hands up in some kind of interpretive dance maneuver, and I don't know why, because it left him more open than a passed out prom date. Spandau takes another face shot, this time in the form of a McDonald's combo meal. Number four, hold the onions, extra mustard. Ricky's taking his second trip to the mat and not on purpose. Don't count him out, though. He somehow finds his bearings through the blood and broken teeth and gets up to hear the bell dig. Going to three. Somehow defying logic and physics, Spandau walks into round three, and that's not good for him, because that's where this thing turns into the Texas Jiu-Jitsu Massacre. About 30 seconds in, Pietro gets him in a reverse armbar. Spandau, looking to get out of this thing, spins his whole body around. Pietro responds in kind by spinning in the opposite direction and rips his arm clean out of its socket. I can't even believe I just saw this. The crowd goes berserk, half of them run out in fear while the rest just scream for more blood. Now, if you think a move like that gets the towel thrown, it doesn't happen. Why, you ask? It's because the ref passes out right after watching Spandau get amputated by sheer brute force. He just puts his dick in the dirt and says goodnight. These two just keep going at it, if you can believe that. But an almost cartoonish blood loss got to Spandau eventually, because he ends up passing out before the end of round three. And it's a shame, too, honestly, because Pietro destroyed this guy. I mean, he just wiped the floor with him, and it's too bad he didn't get the tap. But you gotta hand it to Spandau for not giving up after a move like that. One has to imagine that he only trained to tap out with his right arm and didn't know what else to do, because that's the only logical explanation I'll accept. Pietro, covered in blood, just looks like a madman by the end of this thing. Like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now, just standing there looking like a beast. Undefeated in 8 matchups thus far, he needs to start getting some serious consideration as the next up-and-coming to beat. Spandau might be a scrub, but even scrubs don't get taken out like this. It was truly a sight to behold.
So wait, Tug, he just ripped this guy's arm off?
He sure did, Duddy. This thing harkened back past the old days of UFC to a time before laws. And the crowd reaction was just out of control. I mean, people were losing their minds. It was like this fight contained some kind of crazy satanic suggestive power. Like, watching it just made you want to do some violent shit. I almost ripped off the arm of the guy from KBBL Sports. You know that guy, Rod Washington?
That guy's a dick.
Yeah, I hate that guy. And this fight didn't make it any better. It was like it filled me with venomous rage. It almost made me just take him out.
So I'm guessing this wasn't televised.
You're damn right it wasn't. And you better hit that internet before this footage gets taken down and confiscated for a criminal investigation. By brunch tomorrow, it's conceivable that Pietro will be able to add murderer to his resume. Talk about a fight sheet. Holy moly.
Well, I'm glad you're down at the sports bar, Tug.
I got a screwdriver here and some kind of something. I don't even know what it is, but I'm liking it. I just saw some crazy fighting, and I'm juiced up and gimmed to the heels. I don't even know what I just said, but I'm sending it back your way.
I'm just going to send it right back to you.
Right back at you, Duddy. This is Tug Benson down at the sports bar telling you, step into the ring, motherfucker. Step into the ring.
All right, Tug Benson, everybody.